Well, all right. Thank you very much.
K103.7 FM Blue Rodeo and Rose Colored Glasses. It's 3:31 with Jake Lawrence on the phone with me, Greg Keeler from Blue Rodeo. Good afternoon, Greg.
Good afternoon.
And, well, thank you for taking the time to talk to us. I know you guys got a big show tonight here in Montreal.
The beautiful Place des Arts.
Ah, yes. And you come on a very cold day on top of that. Let me start off by asking you, by the way, you guys, you and yourself and Jim, got the Order of Canada last fall.
Yes, we did, yeah.
Oh, very...
What a surprise, eh?
Yeah, and congratulations on that. That's quite the honor, no?
Well, if a guy like me can get the Order of Canada, there's hope for this country yet.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's go back to the election, because I was doing, you know, I remember back last fall, you, what was your feedback on the song and the video, Stealing All My Dreams? And it was, you know, this came back, what, out in August, September of, before or during the election?
Yeah, I think it came a little later than that. It was only like about a month before the election it came out. And the response was great. And it was also just funny to see the dialogues on the chat on the internet. You know, there'd be like 20 great, you know, this is what we need, or blah, blah, blah. And then there'd be this guy going, those has-beens, they had a song in the 80s, and they're only trying to do this to get attention and all that sort of stuff. So I thought the dialogue was pretty humorous. And I hope the song was effective and just, you know.
Yeah, that it made a difference, hopefully.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are your feelings now about Justin Trudeau? And, I mean, just recently he finished his first 100 days in office. How do you think things are going for him and going to go for him at this point?
Well, I know that I'm a jaded cynic, and I felt quite happy and about him winning. And I like the tone of the country after he was elected. Mm-hmm. People were a little more upbeat and involved. And, you know, who knows where it's going to go? It feels good so far, mm-hmm. you know? And, you know, I think I'm going to support him until he goes off the rails.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to take you back to probably, if I get the year right, 1990. The movie was called Postcards from the Edge. And you guys were working with Meryl Streep, and apparently she was very positive things about it. Do you remember that event in that movie?
She asked for us.
Oh, really? How did that come about?
I don't know how she liked us, you know, like, we were popular in Canada, but, you know, no one knew us about us in the States. Mm-hmm. And somehow she was listening to us. And when she got this movie with Mike Nichols, mm-hmm. and she saw that she had to play live in the movie with a band. And so she picked us of, you know, anybody she could have had.
Yeah.
And, that was amazing. You know, to go to Hollywood and stay at this hotel where everything is push button controlled, and it was sort of great to be on this Hollywood set with Shirley MacLaine and Gene Hackman.
Oh wow!
One of the Quaid brothers. And, like, there were so many people in that. Princess Leia, Carrie Fisher. Oh, it was her story. And just all these, you know, people. It was quite a juxtaposition to the life that we were living.
Yeah, absolutely. And they were great to work with. How was she singing on stage with you guys, Meryl Streep?
It was a sort of a phenomenon to witness that, because we sang it, you know, once or twice in rehearsal.
Mm-hmm.
And she, once she had it, she did it the exact same every time.
Wow.
And, yeah, she's quite a remarkable woman when it comes to that.
Now tell everyone asks you, you know, when you meet a movie star, are they nice? Are they nice? Everyone's got to know that Meryl Streep is a nice lady, is she?
She's super sweet. Yeah,
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, but she's just so confidently talented.
Yeah.
You know, there's many performers, musicians, whatever, who they're really good at what they do.
Yeah.
Like they're fantastic, but they don't really have any confidence in what they do.
Yeah, exactly.
And it sort of, you know, tears them apart. Like, you know, they go through a lot of performance anxiety and that mm-hmm. sort of stuff. And then you have people like Meryl Streep who it's just like breathing air to them.
Yeah.
There's no tension at all. So, you know, pretty impressive, and be nice to have a gift like that.
Yeah, no kidding. If you're just tuning in, I'm talking to Greg Keeler, Blue Rodeo, playing tonight at Cell Real for Pelche. Greg, I want to take you back to January, February. I just want to throw a few names at you and get your reaction to this. Lemmy, David Bowie, Glenn Frey, to name a few. How did you guys react when you started hearing this news?
Well, it's not just them. It's been the last year there's been a...
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's just, and you know, I guess the thing that I think most about that is, you know, I love David Bowie. He was, you know, when I was in high school, it was like, he was like one of my faves. And Glenn Frey, you know, the Eagles were okay. They weren't my favorite. I guess he, you know, I don't know why they got such a bad rep, but it was just such a, you know, we did a show with them. There was a strange vibe. They all came in their own cars.
Yeah.
They all had their own tents. You know, they didn't, it was just bizarre.
Yeah.
Just so, it just makes me think that I'm 61 now,
mm-hmm.
and my generation is just going to start dropping off like flies.
Right.
And so the people who made their marks for my generation are all going to go, you know, in the next few years. So it's going to be a very strange time when, as everyone passes away.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell me about you playing Cell Real for Pelche tonight. You played many. I was reading the article in the Gazette with you guys, all the venues you played in Montreal specifically over the years, from the Spectrum and Club Soda, and you're playing tonight. What can the audience expect from you guys tonight? You got anything special for us, or besides the great songs that you're going to play anyways?
Well, this tour, the shows are a little different. We're doing a lot of older stuff that we haven't done, that we haven't played in a few years.
Yeah.
And then we've got, I think there's four new songs in the set, and then songs that everyone wants to hear and sing along to.
Great. Who's the opening acts for tonight?
Who is it tonight? Strumbellas.
Oh.
I don't really know that much about them.
Oh, okay. Well, Greg, thank you for taking the time to talk to us at K103.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah, and have a good show tonight. Break a leg.
Bye for now.
Okay.